Hey there, it's Rob again. Episode number 2, if you didn't listen to the first episode, I kind of laid out the groundwork of what we're going to achieve on this podcast. And let's start with that websites are becoming obsolete. Not that you don't necessarily need websites, but from a website, from a standpoint of creating leads and new customers, is about as effective as a Yellow Page ad today. And there's always a natural progression. So let's think about this. It's kind of like there was like a town crier and peddlers that went town to town, right? That was source of information. Then we had print, and there was newspapers, and people then would start taking ads out in newspapers. I think that really didn't start till like the 1800s, okay? And so when you could advertise in the newspaper, right, you could get some sales. And then there was the Sears Roebuck catalog that they would send out to people, and people would do mail order out in remote areas, you know, and Sears built an industry on that. Then magazines. So then we had targeted ads, and, you know, then came radio and then television, right? And the we went to downtown areas with, you know, dress stores and hat stores, men's clothing stores, bakeries, jewelers. But then we moved out to the suburbs and we started seeing strip centers and shopping malls. So there's always a progression. I mean, it just is in everything in life, not just in sales and marketing. But what we also notice is that the small businesses that didn't adapt to that progression eventually went away. Okay, we have to adapt as a species. I mean, this all goes back to Darwin's evolution, right? When you adapt, you survive. So then the websites came along, the internet came along, and people started building websites, and they worked really well for a while, and they still can, but here's the problem, right? Most people will not go past the first page of a Google result. In fact, the top 3 results in a Google, in a Google search get like 80% of the clicks. So if you can't be in the top 3, you're getting very little traffic. Okay, you're getting very little views of your website. So the odds of your website working is going to be very difficult, because it's becoming more and more challenging to rank websites in Google. If you're not already ranking on the first page, it's going to be a real challenge for you to do that now, okay? Not that you can't, but it's going to be a long-term play. It's going to be expensive. But then the next problem is that most websites aren't set up to convert people into leads or customers. They are basically a brochure that tells you about the company. Okay, that's great from an information standpoint, but there's no incentive for them to choose you. So, and I'm specifically targeting trial attorneys, because I think that is an industry that really needs some help. I think there's a lot of trial attorneys that have left the big law firms. They didn't like being in that boiler room. They didn't like cranking and churning. And they really wanted to make a difference. But the problem is, they don't know how to generate leads. They don't know how to get customers. They don't know how to convert them. And it's a highly competitive market. Highly, highly competitive market. But when you understand it's not about the website, but it's creating a funnel, then things start becoming easier. And I'm going to talk more about funnels in future podcasts. But just understand, this is a concept of taking someone who has the idea, should I hire an attorney, and walking them through a process. But more than anything else, you want them to believe in you, not the process of law, not how smart you are, but believe in you and create that relationship, because that's how they're going to choose their attorney. Otherwise, it's going to be more of a commodity result. Who did I see most on TV ads, right? So the thing is, I want to talk about is, this is even more complicated now because mobile is dominating Google search. Over half the searches on Google now are done on mobile devices. And if you look at a website on a mobile device, you know, there's just too much information. So we have to get more precise, more concise in our communication to give people a reason to give us their contact information, to take them through the funnel process, to eventually convert them into a lead and to a client. So that's why I really want to drive this home. I want you to understand, websites are not the answer. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have a website. I'm not telling you to trash your website, but I'm saying There's a place for them, but they are going to be one of the least effective places for you to get new clients. Like I say, a Yelp page ad will probably generate you just as many clients as your website is currently. If you don't believe me, I want you to think about how many clients have you gotten from your website. My guess is, unless you're ranking on the first page of Google for right terms, very few. So that's it. 5 minutes. Going to keep these things short. That's my idea. And awesome. I hope you guys tune in. We will talk tomorrow again and take you through this journey. That's all. This is Rob. Carpe diem. Hey there, it's Rob again. Episode number 2. If you didn't listen to the first episode, I kind of laid out the groundwork of what we're going to achieve on this podcast. And let's start with that websites are becoming obsolete. Not that you don't necessarily need websites, but from a website, from a standpoint of creating leads and new customers, is about as effective as a Yellow Page ad today. And there's always a natural progression. So let's think about this. It's kind of like there was a town crier and peddlers that went town to town, right? There was sources of information. Then we had print, and there was newspapers, and people then would start taking ads out newspapers. I think that really didn't start till like the 1800s, okay? And so when you could advertise in the newspaper, right, you could get some sales. And then there was the Sears Roebuck catalog that they would send out to people, and people would do mail order out in remote areas, you know, and Sears built an industry on that. Then magazines. So then we had targeted ads, and you know, then came radio, and then television, right? And we went to downtown areas with, you know, dress stores and hat stores, men's clothing stores, bakeries, jewelers. But then we moved out to the suburbs, and we started seeing strip centers and shopping malls. So there's always a progression. I mean, it just is in everything in life, not just in sales and marketing, but what we also noticed is that the small businesses that didn't adapt to that progression eventually went away. Okay, we have to adapt as a species. I mean, this all goes back to Darwin's evolution, right? When you adapt, you survive. So then the websites came along, the internet came along, and people started building websites, and they worked really well for a while, and they still can, but here's the problem, right? Most people will not go past the first page of a Google result. In fact, the top 3 results in a Google, in a Google search get like 80% of the clicks. So if you can't be in the top 3, you're getting very little traffic. Okay, you're getting very little views of your website. So the odds of your website working is going to be very difficult, because it's becoming more and more challenging to rank websites in Google. If you're not already ranking on the first page, it's going to be a real challenge for you to do that now, okay? Not that you can't, but it's going to be a long-term play. It's going to be expensive. But then the next problem is that most websites aren't set up to convert people into leads or customers. They are basically a brochure that tells you about the company. Okay, that's great from an information standpoint, but there's no incentive for them to choose you. So, and I'm specifically targeting trial attorneys, because I think that that is an industry that really needs some help. I think there's a lot of trial attorneys that have left the big law firms. They didn't like being in that boiler room. They didn't like cranking and churning. And they really wanted to make a difference. But the problem is, they don't know how to generate leads. They don't know how to get customers. They don't know how to convert them. And it's a highly competitive market. Highly, highly competitive market. But when you understand it's not about the website, but it's creating a funnel, then things start becoming easier. And I'm going to talk more about funnels in future podcasts. But just understand, this is a concept of taking someone who has the idea, should I hire an attorney, and walking them through a process. But more than anything else, you want them to believe in you, not the process of law, not how smart you are, but believe in you and create that relationship, because that's how they're going to choose their attorney. Otherwise, it's going to be more of a commodity result. Who did I see most on TV ads, right? So So the thing is, I want to talk about is this is even more complicated now because mobile is dominating Google search. Over half the searches on Google now are done on mobile devices. And if you look at a website on a mobile device, you know, it's just, there's just too much information. So we have to get more precise, more concise in our communication to give people a reason to give us their contact information, to take them through the funnel process, to eventually convert them into a lead and to a client. So that's why I really want to drive this home. I want you to understand, websites are not the answer. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have a website. I'm not telling you to trash your website, but I'm saying there's a place for them, but they are going to be one of the least effective places for you to get new clients. Like I say, a Yelp page ad will probably generate you just as many clients as your website is currently. If you don't believe me, I want you to think about how many clients have you gotten from your website. My guess is, unless you're ranking on the first page of Google for right terms, very few. So that's it. 5 minutes. Going to keep these things short. That's my idea. And awesome. I hope you guys tune in. We will talk tomorrow again and take you through this journey. That's all. This is Rob. Carpe diem.